the Sanchez drops out of the race and decides to endorse Donald Trump. And this is what's going on out in the streets over the weekend.
Now, in the shakeup ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out, endorsed Donald Trump. It's now a two-person race, Trump versus Haley, with polls showing Trump could deliver a knockout blow tomorrow. Rachel Scott is on the scene in New Hampshire. Good morning, Rachel.
George, good morning to you. With Ron DeSantis now out of the race, the pressure is on and the stakes are high for Nikki Haley. New Hampshire could be her last opportunity to prove that she could stop Donald Trump as he closes in on the nomination.
This morning, the Republican primary is now a two-person race.
I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suddenly suspending his 2024 campaign. He was long considered the future of the Republican Party with the best shot at defeating Donald Trump. But his campaign struggled from the start, burning through cash, plagued by infighting and layoffs. Just days ago, he complained about the party's deep loyalty to Trump.
You could be the lousiest Republican in America, but if you kiss the ring, he likes you.
Now quickly reversing course and endorsing him.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents.
His exit from the race coming just 24 hours before the New Hampshire primary.
Now Ron just came with us. They're all coming with us. They're all coming.
It's now one fella and one lady left.
Trump only widening his lead over Nikki Haley with 50% of support among likely Republican primary voters. Haley at just 39, according to a new CNN University of New Hampshire poll.
Hopefully that should wrap it up because we are so far ahead, it's incredible. It's incredible.
If Donald Trump beats you Tuesday night by more than 10 points, is it game over? Are you heading to South Carolina?
We're going home to South Carolina. The goal is we wanted to be strong in Iowa, stronger in New Hampshire, and then even stronger than in South Carolina.
Haley questioning Trump's mental fitness after he confused her with Nancy Pelosi when talking about January 6th.
They never report the crowd on January 6th. You know, Nikki Haley.
When you're dealing with the pressures of a presidency, we can't have someone else that we question whether they're mentally fit to do this.
So, nobody in their right mind, which I even question why she even got a percentage of any votes whatsoever. Nobody in their right mind should ever even take Nikki Haley serious when it comes to running for president of the United States. She's really just wasting time. You know, it's so stupid. You know, but Ron DeSantis, he recently endorsed Trump. Trump acknowledged his endorsement. I do not think that he's going to pick him to be vice president. I think that honor probably will be reserved for Vivek. There was a recent poll that was released that basically said that people prefer to have Vivek as the vice president of the United States of America. I don't know what Nikki Haley's objective is. She's just out here crashing and burning. I did a whole review on her speech last night on After Hours, or her position on After Hours, as far as when she was saying that America is not a racist country. So I'll keep that in mind and I'll review that and keep you guys up to date on what's going on with the presidential race. In addition to that, Sports Illustrated has decided to lay off almost all of their employees. Take a look.
Stunning announcement impacting the sports and business world. Sports Illustrated laid off most of its staff this morning. The Sports Illustrated Union made the announcement on X. According to the Washington Post, that includes all of its writers and editors. The layoffs are being viewed as a strong sign that the publication will stop after more than 70 years in business. The company has struggled to keep up with declining subscribers.
Sports Illustrated basically laid off all of its workers. It went in to say that it's significantly downsizing its force following license revocation. It said it's grappling with a significant cut in its workforce after its parent company's publishing license was revoked. The crisis emerged as Arena Group, which operates Sports Illustrated since acquiring the publishing rights to the iconic sports magazine from the Authentic Brand Group in 2019, failed to meet its quarterly license fee. I don't know what that means. Calls were made from Sports Illustrated Employee Union for the ABG to ensure continuous publication of the magazines. went on to say Popular Magazine was forced to lay off a greater number of its workers after its publishers were unable to meet their financial obligations towards its license fee payment. So basically, they're going out of business. Affected staff members reportedly got an email to that effect on Friday after the publication's license was revoked, casting a shadow over the future of the renowned brand. As a result of this license revocation, we will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand, Arena Group wrote in an email. Went on to say, amid the upheaval that Sports Illustrated reports have it that the wave of layoffs did not uniformly affect the entire workforce. While a large number of employees were laid off, a staffer named Pat Ford responded to the news on social media, stating that the entire staff did not receive termination notices. The entire staff was not laid off. There is still a website in the magazine. That said, ugly, brutal day of many layoffs, he said on X, formerly known as Twitter. So basically, Sports Illustrated seems to be going out of business, especially considering some of their recent covers that I don't think that appealed to their core audience, such as the one that we're looking at right now. We also had a lot of older women that was in swimsuits. Just made me want to throw up a little bit. And it's not that they weren't fit. It's not that they weren't meeting the standards for diversity, equity, and inclusion and feminism. But me personally, when you go woke, you go broke. You have to make sure you speak to your core audience and your core demographic. Here over at the Millionaire Morning Show, the Anton Daniels channel, and then now After Hours with Anton Daniels, we go with who our people are. You are my family. You are my core audience. We don't speak to the fair weather people. We speak to the people that love us and support us, and that's who it is that we rock with. And so hopefully Sports Illustrated go out of business sooner than later. That way we can buy up all of their assets. You know what I'm saying? We want to take over and revamp the business. Sports Illustrated, listen, give me $6 million a year. I'll come in, revamp the business, lay off majority of the employees, get AI popping, get back to the core of what it is that you do, reposition you guys to actually be successful, and then also we'll move over into other markets that allow for you guys to be a lot more profitable in the future, and then I would also like equity in the company in order for me to get you guys back on track. But otherwise, you can just go out of business. We're going to put together some money, and then we're going to buy you guys out for pennies on a dollar. And we really just want the name. We want the name, and we want the former pictures of all of the, you know, pictures that you've taken throughout the years, and then we'll revamp the business ourselves. We don't need any of your editors. We don't need any writers. We don't need any of those people. We just want the name. And we want your previous content, your historical content, and we want, you know, the domain name that you guys own. And then last but not least, we want, you know, whatever channels and social media handles that you guys got. You guys can keep all the rest of the people. We'll put our own people in it. We're going to run lean. We're going to run responsibly. And we're going to run profitably. And we're going to take over the company. So go ahead and go out of business so we can buy it for pennies on the dollar. Or you can sell it to us. We'll offer you $950,000, and then we'll take over all of your assets and then just go from there. All right, guys? So that's Sports Illustrated. I'm so serious. I know I'm laughing. I know I'm joking, but I am dead serious. I would love to start buying previous names and assets so that we can then continue to build our portfolio and then run it a lot more profitably, because even if somebody else buys it, it doesn't mean that they're going to be profitable. It's almost like selling your masters. Yeah, you can own your masters, but if you don't know what to do with it and you don't know how to monetize it, then it's basically worthless. So, and then last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, the city is on fire. And when I say on fire, the city is on fire. The Detroit Lions won again last night, and I was just excited. I even considered going over to San Francisco, but then I forgot I got a Rita over there. I gotta make sure that I take care of her and that she's babysitted correctly. But the Detroit Lions won last night, and they are going to go up against San Francisco tomorrow or next week.
You guys are unbelievable, man. I'm telling you, we talked about it all year. This started a long time ago. You're built for this. You're built for this, man. And look what you guys did. You went out there and it's another hot team that we knocked off. It's the next hot team that you knock off. Do you know how hard it is to win in this league in the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what you're doing right now?
Sure.
What we're capable of?
Sure,
that's two. All right? Uh-huh. That's two. We got two to go. With a bye in the middle. With a bye in the middle. I am unbelievably proud of everybody in here, man. Coaches, players. That's a way to mount up, man. That's a fucking difficult team to beat, man. All right? I got one game ball. Man, in the game, need to play. Derek Barnes.
Dude make you want to run through a wall, don't he? He almost as good of a motivational speaker as me. Shout out to the Detroit Lions, and I'm starting to believe, honestly. Last night I put it on Twitter in the middle of the game during halftime. I said, man, I'm starting to believe we could actually win the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be crazy? And then we got the NFL draft here in April. I got the best spot, the greatest penthouse in the city. I have the best, top, newest penthouse in the city that I am going to own come February. Oh, man. This is our year, Chasers. Make sure y'all join the Bag Chasers. Lincoln, I might have my stuff on my rooftop. I might have the Patreon meetup in Detroit on the rooftop. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat.